Good day, beloved. In Luke's Gospel, the 17th chapter, it says, "Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, 'Jesus, Master, have pity on us.' When he saw them, he said, 'Go, show yourselves to the priest.' And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan." Jesus gave instructions, beloved, to these 10 men suffering from leprosy to go show yourselves to the priest. That was their assignment in order to be alleviated of their ailment. However, the text says, as they went, they were cleansed. While 9 kept to the command to make contact with the priest, 1, however, turned back to bless the Lord. 1 went against protocol to praise the Lord. 1 broke ranks to give Jesus thanks. And what I get from this episode is that showing gratitude to God first and foremost is the greater act than just going through the motions. Don't let rote, ritual, and routine rob you of the deep significance of showing God your appreciation. Don't take God's gift of life for granted. Give thanks to the Lord in every situation. Don't let appointments, procedure, and process prevent you from doing what is most important. Tell the Lord thank you. If you woke up this morning, don't focus on your adversity. Put your attention and adoration on the one who not only can make a day, but the one who can make life last. Give God thanks. We spend so much time asking God for this and that. We cram so many complaints about so many people in our prayer time with God that there is little room for anything else, which means we spend so little time just thanking God for what God has done, what God is doing, and what God is able to do. My elder, Reverend William J. Vance, always says, no matter what you are going through, things are never so bad that they can't get worse. Why don't we take a cue from this one leper by first telling the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. Thank you, Lord, for loving me even when I was unlovable. Thank you, Lord, for food on my table. Thank you, Lord, for clothes on my back. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for another chance. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to do better than I did yesterday. Thank you, Lord. And because this one leper chose to turn back and bless the Lord, he not only got alleviation of his physical situation, but Jesus gave him a special commendation. Rise and go, Jesus said. Your faith has made you well, which says to me that true faith gives God thanks in every situation, because no matter what you are going through, God is still good, and God deserves your gratitude. Make it a great day. Give God thanks, because I'm so glad the tomb was empty. Be encouraged.